Test 6, Section 1. You will hear a man called Ken talking on the phone to a friend called Liz about holiday accommodation. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello.
Hi, Liz. It's Ken here.
Hi, Ken. Nice to hear from you. Are you...
This is just a quick call, but Mary and I have just been talking about our summer holiday. We haven't booked a place yet, and we've left it a bit late. We were just wondering if you know of any holiday rentals in your area. It's so nice there.
Well, yes. I can think of two or three places that are very nice. What dates have you got in mind?
The 10th of July to the 22nd of July.
Ken says that they need accommodation from the 10th to the 22nd of July. So, the 10th to the 22nd of July has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hello.
Hi, Liz. It's Ken here.
Hi, Ken. Nice to hear from you. Are you...
This is just a quick call, but Mary and I have just been talking about our summer holiday. We haven't booked a place yet, and we've left it a bit late. We were just wondering if you know of any holiday rentals in your area. It's so nice there.
Well, yes. I can think of two or three places that are very nice. What dates have you got in mind?
The 10th of July to the 22nd of July.
Oh, yes. That is quite soon, isn't it? Well, there's a place near here called Moonfleet.
Is that MOONFLEET?
That's right. It's quite a rural location, and it's next to the owner's house, but it's got fields all around it, so it's very pretty.
Sounds okay. Can you tell me a bit more about it?
Well, it's an annex to the owner's house, and it's an apartment with two bedrooms and an open-plan living area.
Well, I like the sound of it. Is there anything we might not like about it?
Well, it's quite a distance from the nearest shops, that's all.
Okay. And, well, I'll tell Mary, but I don't think she'd mind that. Do you know how you book it?
You have to book on the internet. There's a web address. It's www.summerhouses.
One word?
Yes. then.com. You'll be able to look at a photograph on that.
Okay. And what about the others? Where are they?
The second one I'm thinking of is called Kingfisher, and that's even more rural. It's a really beautiful location, in fact. It's by the river, and it's got nice views. It overlooks woodland on the other side.
Is that an apartment?
No, it's a three-bedroomed house, and that's got a dining room, as well as a separate living room and a kitchen. But I expect it's more expensive. You'll have to check the prices.
It's probably a bit bigger than we need. But our nephew might be joining us. We're not sure yet. How do you book Kingfisher?
You have to phone the owner directly. Shall I give you the number? I've got it here in my phone book. It's 01752 669 218.
Right.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
And you mentioned a third place?
Yes, there's a house that my sister stayed in last year. It's called Sunnybanks.
Nice name.
And the location of that one is rather different. It's in the centre of a village, but it's a very small and quaint place.
Did your sister like it?
Oh, yes. It's by the sea, so her children really loved it.
What's the accommodation like?
I'm not sure about the number of rooms, because I haven't been in it myself, but I think she said it's quite spacious, and I know it's got its own garden. It's not very big, but it's not shared with anyone else, and it's supposed to be very pretty.
Any snags, problems?
The only other thing I can think of is that there's nowhere for parking. The streets are too narrow, so you have to leave your car somewhere else and then walk to the house. It's only about 10 minutes away, but...
OK. Well, I don't think it matters personally. How do you book it?
There's an agent you have to contact. I don't know his details, but I can ask my sister and let you know tomorrow.
Thanks, Liz. That'd be great. I'll talk to Mary and see what she says. Thanks for your help.
That's okay, Ken. I'll speak to you again tomorrow. I hope you find what you're looking for.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.